Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. And I worship you because of who you are. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You know, the Lord is so great. The Lord is wonderful. Hallelujah. And we're going to honor him. We're going to worship him because of who he is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. This is Pastor Carlos A. Ramos, Jr., of your host, The Way, The Truth, and The Life Tabernacle, here on Blog Talk Radio. We'd encourage you to call your family, friends, and neighbors and tell them to join us here on Blog Talk Radio. The phone number is 516-418-5944. Press number 1 to be connected to the studio. Glory be to the Lord. Today is Bible Mysteries. Hallelujah. We have a little bit of a mystery. We ask the questions. We share some scriptures, and hopefully you come up with the answer. If you do come up with the answer, the church, The Way to Truth and Life Tabernacle, will mail you out a free, colorful, accordion-style type pamphlet, and it's called The Tabernacle. It's entitled The Tabernacle. In it, it tells you about the furnishings, the patterns of worship, the Ark of the Covenant, symbolisms that point to Jesus, the sacrifices in the tabernacle, the garments of the high priest. Glory be to the Lord. The tabernacle, this is what Moses used to carry with the priests in the wilderness. It was also known as a tent of meetings. God used to speak to Moses and the people out of the mercy seat. Glory be to the Lord. And as you know, as you study, when the cloud moved to a different location, they took down the tent and they followed the cloud. When the cloud stopped, they would rebuild the tent, continue their services, and just stay there until the cloud move again. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. My recommendation is if you win it, you keep it in your Bible. And wherever you go, when it's time, they're going to call you for something. Like, I'll give you an example. Let's say you go to the doctor's office for an appointment and you're waiting to be called. You could take out your pamphlet and study the tabernacle because the colors that it shows here, the numbers that they show here, the instruments, the furnishings, everything points us Jesus. Everything has a name and it points us Jesus. So I would encourage you to share that and think about what the question is and come up with the answer. The question is, why did Miriam become leprous? From Numbers 12:10. Why did Miriam become a leprous? That's a mystery. That's a question for today. Glory to the Lord. Let me give you a little bit of disclaimer and itinerary of the church. The disclaimer is that the music that we play on Blog Talk Radio do not belong to Pastor Ramos, do not belong to the church, Way, the Truth and Life Tabernacle, do not belong to Blog Talk Radio. They belong to the individual artists and producers of the song. However, because we bought the original CDs or DVDs in it, we have permission to use their songs. And it's why we use songs in the opening of our program, because we want to worship and praise the Lord. Today we worship you because of who you are. I'm talking about who Jesus Christ is to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You know, at one time we was all lost and dead, but Jesus Christ paid the price for our sin by dying on the cross. He was buried according to the scriptures, and then he rose again on the third day according to the scriptures. Glory be to the Lord. He was seen by over 500 witnesses. He was seen by the 12 disciples, witnesses. He was seen by Peter, witnesses. and he was seen by many of the brothers and sisters, so witnesses, glory, and when he rose from the dead, others that had been sleeping in Christ rose up as well. Glory be to the Lord. As you know, when he died on the cross, when he gave his spirit up, he descended to the lower part of the earth, and he preached to those disobedient spirits that were there, and he took the keys away of Hades and death from the enemy. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So the mystery today is, why did Miriam become leprous? Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Next week, we're gonna start the Bible mystery, but it's going to start a series of the names of God from the Old Testament and the New Testament. And the mysteries is, I'll give you the name and you come up with what that name means. And if you give me six scriptures with that to prove that also could win you the colorful pamphlet bulletin that we have there, the pamphlet, the colorful courting style pamphlet. Glory be to the Lord. And if somebody wins that, then the following week we'll have a different kind of gift. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Next week's Bible mystery is the name of God, El Shaddai. What does it mean, and where could we find that in the Old Testament? El Shaddai. What does it mean, and where could we find it in the Old Testament? That's our Bible mystery for next week. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Today's mystery is, why did Miriam become leprous? Well, first of all, think about leprous or leprosy. It's a disease of the skin. And is a indication of a sinful life against God. He allows leprosy to come upon you. And we know that the disease of leprosy kills your tissues, your upper tissues of your skin, and it spreads throughout your body. And according to that, you was unclean. You cannot come to the tabernacle or to the temple. You cannot come. You cannot associate with people. You have to live outside the camp. And the only way is if God heals you, then you go into the temple there and you speak to the priests. They would have examined you. And once they determine that you are clean, you wash yourself in the mitzvah and you have to present a sacrifice offering for leprosy. Glory be to the Lord. So leprosy, there was a leprosy. If you remember, there was one Gentile leprous, Naaman, in the Old Testament, that he wanted to be healed. And the man of God told him to wash seven times in the river. And he did so. He washed himself seven times in the river. And what happened? The leprosy went away. It went away not because he washed seven times, but because he had the faith to do that. Remember, we live by faith and not by sight. And a lot of people were healed in Jesus' time. He would tell them, your faith had made you whole. You know, the woman who touched the end of his garment, she wasn't healed because she touched the tassels. She was healed because she had faith that if she touched the tassels, she would be healed. And she was healed. She pressed herself through the crowd, and she touched his tassels, and power went out of him. And she was healed because her faith was active, and it drew power from Christ. And it was a powerful healing. Now, remember, she wasted all her money on doctors. She was with this bleeding for a very long time. I believe it's 12 years or 18 years. She was bleeding. She was opposite of the women who have menopause. People who have menopause, they stop bleeding. They stop producing eggs. She was the opposite. She produced blood continuously for 18 years, 12 years, whatever it is. And she continued to bleed. And remember, a woman that has a period is considered unclean. Now, whether she touches someone or touches things, that someone or that thing becomes unclean. It's got to be washed. Glory be to the Lord. Why did Miriam become leprous? Well, we spoke about leprosy. Let's speak about Miriam. Why did Miriam become leprous? Miriam, there was a lot of Miriams at that time, and in the New Testament as well. Another name that we know Miriam from is Mary. So the mother of Jesus, Miriam, or Mary, you know, and Mary Magdalene, she was Miriam. We have Miriam Salmon, which was a sister of Mary, the mother of Jesus. Glory be to the Lord. So we have Miriam. Miriam became a leprous. And Miriam, she was the elder sister of Moses. And if you remember when Moses was born, their mother and father kept him because Egypt had ordered the mothers there. The ladies who help out in the pregnancy, the mothers there, to throw all the baby boys into the River Nile. And, you know, in the river now, at that time, there was a lot of alligators. And they would feast on the bodies of these children. So what happened, the Egypt had ordered the midwives, those are the mothers, they would take the baby boys and cast them into the lake, into the River Nile. But Moses' mother kept them alive. At one point or another, he became older, let's say 6 months or so. And he would cry, and, you know, they would discover Moses. So what she decided to do was put Moses in this little ark, and she would put him into the River Nile. She didn't throw him into the Nile. She put him inside this basket, an ark, and it would float on the River Nile. And we know by the scriptures that it floated towards the house of the sister or the mother of Egypt. And the sister Miriam followed Moses. When it came to the princess, she picked up the basket, and in it was the baby Moses. And the women that were with her, the maids, when they took the baby out of the Nile River, the mother or the sister of Egypt said, his name shall be called Moses, because he was taken out of the waters. And that's what the name Moses means, taken out of the waters or taken out of the river. So Miriam, you know, followed Moses. And when it came to the princess of Egypt, she wanted to wean the baby. And Miriam said, well, why don't we put him and why don't we get him? The Jewish mother to do that, because apparently Moses was dressed. He was wrapped in cloth with the colors that represent that he was Jewish. If you notice, you know, I've been to the different hospitals when the babies are born, they wrap them in a brand new blanket. And if you notice the colors of the stripes, those are the colors of Israel. Every child that's born to this world are wrapped in the colors of Israel. That's what I noticed. Praise the Lord. So Miriam said to the princess, look, I'll get you a Jewish mother that will wean that child, and he will grow up to be your son. And the princess told Miriam, go ahead, do what she says. So what Miriam did, that was her brother, her baby brother. She went back and got her mother. And the princess gave the baby over to the mother, Moses' mother, Moses' actual mother. And she took care of the baby. She was taking care of Moses as he grew up in Egypt. Glory be to the Lord. So Miriam had a big part in Moses' life. You know, but why did she become leprous? That's the one thing that we have to understand. Why did she become leprous? Let us read. We go to chapter 12 of the book of Numbers. Numbers is part of the Torah. Numbers is the fourth book. You have Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. So, and the first five books of the Bible are considered the Torah. They believe that Moses wrote the Torah. So let's read chapter 12 of this Numbers, which is in the Torah, and let's see what we get out of it. I will skip over the answers. And remember, the question is, why did Miriam become leprous? So let's go from verse 1. And Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. And they said, had the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Had he not spoken also by us? And the Lord heard it. Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. And the Lord spake suddenly unto Moses, and unto Aaron, and unto Miriam, come out, ye three, unto the tabernacle of the congregation. So we know that the tabernacle is also known as the tabernacle of the congregation, or the tent of meetings, or the tabernacle. So you got three names there. And they three came out. And the Lord came down in the pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. And he said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision and will speak unto him in a dream. Hallelujah. Don't forget, you could call us at 516-418-5944. Press number 1 to be connected to the studio. The question of the mystery today is, why did Miriam become leprous? And we're reading Numbers chapter 12, from the first verse down 7. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all my house. With him would I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches. And similitude of the Lord shall be behold. Wherefore then were you not afraid? Blank. Blank, 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 blank. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and he departed. And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle, and behold, Miriam became leprous. You know, the Bible says this is a bad thing to fall into the hands of an angry God. Right now, we are born-again Christians, those of us who have repented and accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. You know, and he gave us the gift of the Holy Spirit. We are sealed with the Holy Spirit. we have been transformed from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of his son. We have been made part of the family of heaven. You know, but if you sin and you don't repent, the Holy Spirit is not going to be with you, because the Bible says the Holy Spirit indwells a clean tabernacle. But if you're unclean because you have sinned, he will depart. Just like here, we read that the cloud departed from off the tabernacle, and behold, Miriam became leprous. So if you sin before God and you don't repent, the Holy Spirit would not be in you. That gives an open door for the enemy to come in and do whatever they want. Now, you at one time was guided and possessed by the enemy, the demons, and because of Jesus, you were delivered, you was cleansed, and the Holy Spirit came in you. But now if he departs because you're sinful and you practice sin and you don't repent, then he leaves, you are open door for the demons to come back. And Jesus said, you know, he'll come back to his house. He says that's his house with seven others. And the latter state of that man is worse than the first. So you have to be very careful, you know, that you continue to live holy and righteous before the Lord. You don't want to leave an open door for the enemy to sneak in. Would the enemy sneak in? Yes, of course. The word of God says it. Jesus himself said it. So what you need to do, not just say that you're a Christian, not just speak the Christianese talk, not just dress the Christianese ways, but have a true relationship with God where his anointing is upon you and where you're able to submit yourself to God and do his will. Remember when they came to see Jesus at the room? The disciples told Jesus, your mother and your brothers and sisters are outside. And he looked around and he said, who's my mother and my brother and my sisters? And he gave the answer. He said, but those that do the will of my Father. He wasn't disrespecting them. He was teaching them a quite important lesson there about doing the will of the Father. And here, Miriam and Aaron did something they wasn't supposed to do, and Miriam became leprous. It says Miriam became leprous, white as snow, and Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. And Aaron said unto Moses, alas, my Lord, I beseech thee, lay not thy sin upon us, wherein we have done foolishly, and wherein we have sinned. So see the difference between Aaron and Miriam. Aaron recognized his sinful nature. He confessed, he repented of it, and he asked for mercy. And then in verse 12, let her not be one as one dead, of whom the flesh is half consumed when he cometh out of his mother's womb. And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, hear her now, O God, I beseech thee. So Moses had to intervene and pray for his sister Miriam, because apparently she became leprous for what she did, what Aaron and she did. But Aaron repented. She just did not repent and became leprous. The cloud left, signifying that the spirit left her, and she became leprous. So Moses intervened, Moses prayed for her, and Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, Lord, hear her now, O God, I beseech thee. And the Lord said unto Moses, if her father had put spit in her face, should she not be ashamed 7 days. Let her be shut out from the camp 7 days, and after that, let her be received in again. So the Lord is speaking to Moses, and he's letting him know, look, she's unclean. She needs to be outside of the camp 7 days. Because if she would have had her period, or if she, like here, God used the example of her father spitting in her face, she would be unclean. She would have to be outside the camp for 7 days. And Miriam was shut out from the camp 7 days. And the people journeyed not till Miriam was brought in again. So they waited for Miriam. And I'm sure that she was outside of the camp, but she was praying. He became a leprous. And remember, a leprous came, 10 leprous came to Jesus, and he healed them. And only one came back worshiping and praising him. And Jesus said, wasn't there 10? Where's the other 9? And the one said he didn't know. But Jesus taught him to go to the priest and present his sacrifice. And he was healed by leprosy, from leprosy. So at that time, Jesus, according to the law, would have been unclean. He would have to be outside of the camp for 7 days. And you know, Jesus took our sins upon him. Remember where they crucified him? In Golgotha. That was outside of the camp, outside of the temple. He had to carry his cross, the beam, up to the hill of Golgotha. And there he was crucified. He was outside of the camp. So the people, before they went on to journey, they waited 7 days for Miriam. I'm sure they all were praying for her, as Moses was, as Aaron was, and the leprosy. And afterwards, the people removed from Hazeroth and pitched in the wilderness of Paran. So that's what they were. They were as Hazeroth, waiting for Miriam to become unleprous. But there's something they did, which I did not reveal as I was reading this 16 verses. Why did Miriam become a leprous? Why did Miriam become leprous? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This is Pastor Carlos A. Ramos, Jr. of The Way, The Truth, and The Life Tabernacle here on Blog Talk Radio. We're talking today about the Bible mystery. Why did Miriam become leprous? From Numbers 12 and 10. You call Blog Talk Radio at 516-418-5944. Press number 1 to be connected to the studio with your answer or comments, questions, and testimony. Hallelujah. If you want to write to the church email, you could write wtltabernacle@gmail.com. The email address again is wtltabernacle@gmail.com. Or after 8 o'clock, you can call and speak to the pastor, Pastor Ramos, 772-626-3178. But I would encourage you to call Blog Talk Radio, 516-418-5944. Press number 1 to be connected to the studio. And you come up with the correct answer, you would get a beautiful free pamphlet of the tabernacle. Accordion style, colorful pamphlet. It talks about the furnishings of the tabernacle, the patterns of worship, the Ark of the Covenant, symbolisms that point to Jesus, the sacrifices in the tabernacle, the garments of the high priest. Glory be to the Lord. And I would encourage you, if you win one, you put it in your Bible, carry it with you. And we go, when you go to an appointment, any appointment, and you're waiting to be called, you could take it out and study it. This is the tabernacle, or the tabernacle of the congregations, or the tent of meetings. It's where God used to speak to Moses and people from the mercy seat. When the cloud moved, they would take down the tent of meetings and they would follow the cloud. Wherever the cloud stopped, they will stop also. They will rebuild the tent and continue the services there. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Because God went before them in the cloud, in the pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night, keeping them separated from their enemies. Glory be to the Lord. And at the same time, providing light into darkness. Glory be. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So we are to continue to do the will of the Father. So we should pray like Naaman. We should obey like Daniel. We should lead like Moses. We should serve like Martha. We should believe like Mary. We should fight like David. We should educate like Paul. We should build like Noah. We should love like Jesus. No greater love can a person have than lay down his life for another. And that's what Jesus did. You know, the Bible says he knows us before the foundations of the world. And he knew what we're going to do. And we had a choice. And we did a lot of errors. We did a lot of sin. As a matter of fact, the Bible says in Ephesians 2, we were dead in our sins. But the Lord quickened us by his Holy Spirit when we repented, when we accepted Christ as our Lord and Savior. He quickened us and we became alive once again. And no longer are we heading towards hell. The Word of God says he wrote our names down in the Lamb's Book of Life. He translated us from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of his son, Jesus Christ. We become a joint heir with Jesus Christ. We've been sealed with the Holy Spirit unto the day of redemption. We've been justified. We've been sanctified. And one day we'll be glorified. Hallelujah. When this body is changed to the body of Christ, and we'll be just like him, and we're going to be caught up or raptured up, harpazo, up to the clouds to meet the Lord forever. He's going to take us to his Father's house. So where he's at, we could be there also. And he's sitting at the right hand of the Father on the throne, interceding for you and I every day. So, you know, Christ intercedes for us. We should be interceding for each other and for others. The Bible says in Thessalonians, pray without ceasing. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. That's one of our weapons. That's the main weapon that we have is prayer. You know, we need to do that because, you know, there is something that we are at war with, and that's the enemy, you know. And that is the enemy. We find the answer in Ephesians chapter 6 and beginning of verse 10. He says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, can take in the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplications in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplications for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mysteries of the gospel. And that's why this program is called the Mystery Bible Mysteries instead of the Mysteries of the Gospels. We might change the name to the Mystery of the Gospel. But remember, the Bible says we don't fight flesh and blood. We don't. So we're fighting entities in the spirit. We are spiritual beings, and we're fighting spiritual beings, entities. And the way that we do it is praying always, and with all prayer and supplications in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And that's what we got to do, brothers and sisters. We have to pray without ceasing, because it is the enemy who's trying the Christians to see if one will leave the faith. One will fall away, but, you know, the Bible says in Timothy, many will leave the faith. Many will fall from the faith, you know, but we have to hold on. We have to hold on because Christ, who died for us on the cross, was buried according to the scriptures, and he resurrected on the third day according to the scriptures. So we know that he's alive. We know that he's sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us. As well, the Holy Spirit intercedes for us. The Bible says we don't know what we should pray for, but the Holy Spirit intercedes for us. So we have this Jesus Christ who's interceding for us. We have the Holy Spirit who's interceding for us. Glory be to the Lord. And that's what Moses did. He interceded for his sister Miriam. He cried unto God. He says, heal her now, O God, I beseech thee. Now, it seems like a short prayer time, but I'm sure Moses was there praying for his sister Miriam. I'm sure that he prayed more than those words. Well, those are the words that are recorded here in the Bible, and, you know, it shows you where the heart of Moses was. He wasn't thinking of himself. He was thinking of his sister Miriam, and that God would heal her. But God told him, look, you know, if her father would have spit on her face, she would be unclean. She would have to be outside the camp for 7 days and wash. And so God told Moses to have Miriam outside of the camp for 7 days, and then she's to wash, and then she could be cleansed, and then she could come back in. And the word of God tells us that the people in the camp did not move till Miriam was cleansed, until Miriam came back in, because remember, they thought of her as a prophetess, you know. God would speak to her and Aaron and Moses, you know. And so a little pride, a little puffed up came upon them, and they asked the question that God only speak through Moses. And, you know, God gave them the answer. With Moses, I speak mouth to mouth, and I tell them all these things. So, why did Miriam become leprous? That's today's Bible mystery. If you have the answer, you can call Blog Talk Radio, 516-418-5944. Press number 1 to speak, to be connected to the studio. If you have the answer, if you have a question, comment, or testimony, you could do likewise. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. For my brothers and sisters on the other side of the world, it's nighttime over here on the West Coast, on the West. In Florida, it's nighttime. But on Europe, it's daytime. They're just getting up. So I would recommend, if you have the answer to the question, why did Miriam become leprous, you could write us an email. And the email address is wtltabernacle@gmail.com. wtltabernacle@gmail.com. Glory be to the Lord. And you send us an email, you have the right answer. The church will mail you out a beautiful, colorful, accordion-style type pamphlet of the tabernacle. It's also called the Tabernacle of Congregation. It's also called the Tent of Meetings. Glory be to the Lord. And it's good to learn it. It's good to know it. Hallelujah. And that's the prize for having the right answer. And it's free. And we take the responsibility of mailing it out. So we'll pay for the postage and handling as well. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We would encourage you to invite your family, friends, and neighbors to join us here on Blog Talk Radio. We got about 12 minutes to go, and you could call us with the answer, or you could send us an email, or you could call the pastor after the program is over at 772-626-3178. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, remember one thing. In these days, those that come to the Lord Jesus Christ, we're born-again Christian. We are called born-again Christian. We were born once in the flesh, but then we were born of the when we accepted Christ as our Lord and Savior, and we repented of our sins. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. And the Lord has sealed us with the Holy Spirit unto the day of promise. And he wrote our names down in the Lamb's Book of Life. And Jesus said, he has us in the palm of his hands. No one is able to take us out of his hand. So it's a guarantee, Jesus' guarantee for us to go to heaven. Hallelujah. My perspective is that when you become a born-again Christian, Christ, our Savior, the Holy Spirit comes and dwells within us. He cleanses us. He delivers from our sins. And we have salvation because of Jesus Christ. He gives us a free gift of salvation because of grace. I believe in deliverance. That's one thing that you have to remember, though, that as long as we're in this flesh, we have the propensity to sin. Doesn't mean that you have a demon inside of you. In my opinion, the answer is no, because two entities cannot occupy the same space. The Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, and demons will not be there. Because of the name of Jesus, because of Jesus, the demons will flee away. Hallelujah. You remember there was a time when he delivered a demon-possessed man who was in the tombs, and they asked permission not to go away, but to go into the pigs. And Jesus expelled them, and they went into the pigs, and about 2,000 ran down the hill and ran into the water, drowned. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank the Lord for his mercy. We praise him for who he is. He is our Savior. He is our guide. He is our all in all. Hallelujah. Don't forget, starting next week, we're going to still have the Bible Mysteries. Glory be to the Lord. But we're going to call it according to Ephesians. The Gospel of the mysteries of the gospel. That's going to be from Ephesians chapter 6. I will read it to you. We have to be obedient to what the Spirit says. And chapter 6 in verse 19, the mysteries of the gospels. And that's what we're going to be calling it now, instead of the Bible mysteries, the mystery of the gospel. We're going to rename it the mystery of the gospel. Glory be to the Lord. And we're going to start the first program, the mystery of the gospel. We're going to have the names of God. We're going to start off with one name from the Old Testament, New Testament. The first name that we're going to deal with is El Shaddai. What does El Shaddai means, and where can we find it in the Old Testament? Glory be to the Lord. And so that's what we're going to call the program from now on. Instead of the Bible mysteries, we're going to call it the mysteries of the gospel. The reason we're going to do that is because we want to be in line with the Word of God. Bible mysteries, we're going to pray about it, and we ask the Holy Spirit, if that's correct, to change the name from Bible mysteries to the mysteries of the gospel. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We've got about 6 minutes to go. And why did Miriam become leprous? Glory be to the Lord. I'm not going to give you the answer. The answer is right there. If you read the story, you're going to learn why Miriam became a leprous. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We're going to praise you, Lord. We're going to give you all the honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So next week's Bible mystery, we're going to start with the names of God. The first name that we're going to look into is El Shaddai. What does El Shaddai mean? And where could we find it? And so that's what we're going to do, learn the names of God. El Shaddai, El Elyon, Adonai, Yahweh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Ra, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Shammai, Jehovah Sisinu, Jehovah Melchizedek, El Olam, Elohim, Gana, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Sabbath, hallelujah. And the last one is Yeshua HaMashiach, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Why did Miriam become leprous? Hallelujah. If you read Numbers chapter 12 in its entirety, you're going to get the answer. Read very carefully and you'll see the answer is right there. Glory. Why did Miriam become leprous? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And you know, leprosy is a disease of the skin. And she became a leprous right after the Holy Spirit, right after the cloud left the tabernacle. It was no longer there. And that's what happens when you sin. The Holy Spirit departs. He cannot dwell in an unclean vessel. That leaves an open door for the enemy to come in. And the enemy comes in with 7 more evil spirits. And your condition will be worse than before. So don't sin, don't practice sin, because you don't want to lose your anointing. You want to continue to be under the anointing of God, continue to do the will of God, you know, and God will bless you abundantly. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory to the Lord. Why did Miriam become leprous? Hallelujah. The answer is right there. You know, the Bible speaks, the Bible gives itself definitions. The Bible clarifies itself. If you remember, the Old Testament is the New Testament concealed, and the New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We should read the New Testament. We should read the Old Testament and get to know each book. You know, I would recommend you don't leave a book until you understand what it is written. You know, there are some things where you might read the same verse, you might read the same paragraph every day and get a different meaning or a deeper explanation. That's okay. But if you get the idea, the gist of the book, before you go on to the next book, that's very good, because you're giving the Holy Spirit an opportunity to help you out, to give you insight, to give you revelation. Now, remember, we have the Logos word, which is what's written down on the pages. But before you read, you should open in prayer and ask the Holy Spirit to give you the Rhema word, the revelation word. And he will, because God doesn't hold back any promises that he has given to us. Jesus said, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they're the one who speak of me. So in the word, we're going to see, you know, what Jesus has, his life. And we're going to have a revelation of his life. As a matter of fact, the book of Revelations, that's what that means, unveiling a revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. So at this time, we're going to be closing the program. Don't forget, next Sunday at 7 o'clock, it's the Bible Mysteries. Again, we're going to be talking about the names of God. Tuesday is intercessor prayer, and Thursday is Bible study. So until then, may the Lord richly bless you. See you on Tuesday at 7 p.m. Amen.